We're going to have our gospel reading in a moment, and then afterwards, I'm going to do the reading in character. So just in case you're wondering why I'm sitting at the front in costume, I will be playing the part of the main character in this gospel reading, which Neil will bring to us now.
Reading from the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 10, and from verse 46. They came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way.
This was me, sitting right in the middle of things, but somehow always out of view. This was me, blind, shouting out, "Sir, have mercy on me. Kind sir, spare a coin for a poor blind Jew." "Sir, spare some alms. Have mercy on me. I've been blind for quite a few years. Since I was a young man, after I got an illness, my father Timaeus had died, and my mum was unable to support me. Begging was the best or the only option available to me, sitting by the roadside, shouting out, trying to be noticed. Have mercy on me." They say that when you lose one of your senses, the other senses try to compensate. I don't know whether that's true, but I certainly had to develop a good sense of hearing. I would hear the footsteps coming towards me. I would hear the ones that walked on by. I would hear the ones that stopped. The jingling of the coins in the pocket. I would hear the coins falling to the ground. Some big ones, some small ones. I learned to tell the difference. And smell as well. When you're that close to the ground, the air is not as fresh down there. I had a keen sense of smell. The dirty roads, the dust, the animal dung. My sense of taste was well developed too. I would taste often whatever they would give me, not usually of my choosing. People would leave food. They would very rarely ask what I wanted. Beggars can't be choosers, they would say. I found that to be true. And touch as well. I would pick the coins off the ground and with my fingers just try to work out how much I had. I could tell the difference between the different coins, the small ones and the heavier ones, the ones that weren't worth much at all, but every penny helped. And then hearing again. I would listen to their conversations. There was a time when people started talking about a man called Jesus. Often I would hear only snippets of the conversation, small pieces that I would put together like the broken pieces of a vase. People were talking about Jesus, and one day I heard he was coming. A rich man called Zacchaeus had stopped by. He came from Jericho too. He gave me more money than I'd ever imagined and said that because of Jesus, he was giving out money to the poor, that Jesus had transformed his life. I wanted to learn more about this Jesus too. So I listened. I listened to Zacchaeus and I listened to the conversations. And I started to remember the scriptures. The scriptures I'd learned as a boy, the words of the prophets, the Psalms, how they would talk about the Messiah coming. The King God was sending, the Anointed One, the Son of David. And I remembered the words of Jeremiah, I will raise up a righteous branch from the shoot of Jesse, David's son. And then I heard him coming. By the side of the road, people were standing, pushing around. Jesus was coming, Jesus of Nazareth. I knew this was my chance. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. I wanted to know more. I wanted to meet him. I wanted to see if he really was the one. From what I'd heard, I certainly believed. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Shut up, they would say. Keep your voice down. He won't want to see you. Keep quiet. But I wasn't put off. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And then there was a hush. Everything went still. From a distance, I could hear a man's voice. asking for me to come forward. And then the rabble around me started to push me and say, come, get up then, get up. He's calling you. So throwing off my cloak, I rose to my feet. Nobody offered to help, but slowly I made my way forward. I followed the voice. And I fell down at his feet. He asked me to get up. And I could tell he was looking straight at me. He held my hands and he said, what do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you? It was a question I'd never been asked before. I'd never been given the dignity of choice. Beggars can't be choosers, you see. What do you want me to do for you? And with all my heart, I believed that he could give me the thing that would change my whole life. Sir, I said, let me see again. And I don't know how he did it, but I felt the tears well up in my eyes. And when I blinked and opened them, I could see. Go, he said. Your faith has healed you. My faith. I thought it was his faith that healed me. My faith. What did I have to give? What did I do? I'd only listened, joined the dots, followed the conversations, and come to the conclusion that he was the one. But then that was it for me. No going back to the old life. I didn't even stay in Jericho. I followed him on the way. I followed him to Jerusalem. I joined his band of disciples. I watched what they did to him that day on the cross. And I followed him after that as well. When he rose from the tomb, when he appeared to his disciples, I was there. When their eyes were opened, when their hearts were warmed, when light dawned for the whole world, I was there. Sometimes all we have to do is listen, join the dots, and he says to us, what do you want me to do for you? Amen.